Stream's up, so are we, and we're going to talk about how February is going to change. Stay tuned. Good morning. It's a cycling vlog, February 2nd, or February 1st, 2018. And we're going to talk about how we're going to sort of restructure the month of February as far as the training, eating, and sleeping go. And at this point, there should be a certain amount of butt break in that's happening. And so we're going to start with the training side. Excuse me. The way that it'll work for February is you're going to ride at least three times a week, whether it's indoor or outdoor. For the most part, for me personally, it's indoor because of my work and happen to be kind of close. But three times a week. Now, where in January everything was a half hour, one of these rides, at least one, will be for 45 minutes. Now, if you're on a trainer, 45 minutes, you're starting to kind of get out there a little bit. It's not very pleasant, you're going to find out. But at least one of the rides should be 45 minutes. Heart rate wise, for intensity, now you can start to, or what I do is I start to test the water a little bit, coming out of the saddle, running my heart rate up a little bit to see how everything's going to kind of respond. That being said, it especially towards the middle of February, you're going to have this tendency to do more because you're going to start to feel better. And that's kind of the discipline to kind of hold back a little bit because it's only February and there's no sense in pounding yourself into the ground. So we're going to be three times a week. One time, at least one time, will be 45 minutes. And do some fluctuation stuff with your heart rate. I wouldn't do a full out 2x20 or anything goofy like that in your 45 minute slot. I don't think that would produce much. So moving on to eating, what I do, especially in February now, I eat four times a day. I don't count calories yet. That's not productive. It would seem like it would be, but it's not. I don't restrict my calories in February. I do start to drop off all the little snacks, if you will. But before, let's face it, even now in February, it's not super critical, but I try to get in the right mindset of passing up that Snickers bar every once in a while. Yeah, the little snacks and anything that's, I'd hate to use the word comfort food, but that type of thing, you want to wean that stuff away, and you want your diet to become full and real food. Like I said, don't count calories. Just try to get your day to where you're eating four times and it's fairly clean. That gets kind of tough because clean food doesn't last real long in your refrigerator, so you tend to be going to the grocery store a little bit more often. So that's the eating. Now sleep, and again, I cannot stress to you how important your sleep is. Not just for rest, but just overall well-being. Again, if you think of the there's four things: you're eating, you're training, you're sleeping, and certain chemical levels in your body. If you look at those four things, if you draw any one of those back, you can raise the other three and it doesn't do anything. So, and sleep directly impacts all of it, a lot. So at this point in February, even with my day job that gets kind of funky hour-wise, 7 hours is like the minimum. If you find yourself getting less than 7 hours, find a way to take a nap or at least some form of rest. Your body's going to thank you in the long run because it, as everything starts to ramp up, you have to ramp your sleep up with it. So that's what I have for the month of February. Again, you're going to start to feel better, and the discipline is to back off. You're going to have this itch to sort of want to overdo it, and you feel good, so I'm going to work a little bit harder. It's early in the season. Refrain from that a little bit. Like I said, it's February. There's no sense in pounding yourself into the ground, getting a goofy injury or something, and then spending the first part of summer trying to compensate for something stupid that happened when there was snow on the ground. So that's all I have for this morning. Again, if you have questions, leave them in the comment section. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Again, this vlog is about how I do my training from basically a layman's point of view. I've never had a coach. I've never had any type of formal training. This is from 2005 till now. This is just what I've basically trial and erred to figure out. So, until next time, stay sharp, keep a tight shot group, and rock on.